Don't forget the family prayer. Jesus wants to meet you there.
God bless you, brethren. I greet you in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Welcome again for our daily devotion. We are continuing from the previous sharing on our topic of investments for children's development. Our scripture reading was taken from the book of Joel, chapter 1, verse 1 to 3, Proverbs, chapter 22, verse 6, Ephesians, chapter 6, verse 4, and 1 Timothy, chapter 5, verse 4. For the interest of time, I would encourage you to keep referring to them as we shall be sharing on this particular topic. Our focus really is on investments for children's development. Yesterday, we looked at a number of things that you need to consider about children. For example, we said they are a gift from God, and then also they are supposed to be a great blessing, especially to the family in particular. But also we saw that if they are not well handled, they can really be a total shame and a reproach, not only to the family, but also to society in general. Therefore, parents in particular are supposed to be ready to invest in the children right from child birth and see that it's their responsibility to bring up children the nurture and admonition of God. That's what God expects them to do. And following that, we closed our sharing by saying that we shall be looking at areas, critical areas where parents should be able to focus their investment upon their children's development. And we shall pick from there today. And I want us to quickly turn to our Bibles, to Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1. It reads, "To everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven." So, brothers and sisters, take note, one of the important factors that we should consider in the investments for children's development is the issue of time, the time factor. As the Bible says there, to everything there is a season, right? And a time to every purpose under the heaven. Time, as you have often heard, being said that is a resource. In other cases, say time is money or time is a resource. So even in the Word of God, the issue of time is very critical. And we need to look at it closely. And we see that you have gone to school in your psychology lessons. You know that there are what we call stages of growth and development of a child. Yes, and in some of these stages, you have been told, in passing, we shall mention them, babyhood, young child, adolescent, youth, and then the adult stage, and of course, when now some becomes old man and old woman. And we are told that in each stage, learning is taking place. And in some cases, unlearning too is taking place. In each of those stages, a human being is undergoing a process of accumulation of knowledge and experiences in life, right? And that accumulation of knowledge, experience, and so forth will eventually determine his or her character, or mold his or her character, and in most cases will also influence the career path of that human being. And I want us to see that it's important, therefore, we as parents, as leaders, as Christians, to look at this, the critical stages whereby a child needs serious attention and focus of our efforts and so forth, an investment for his or her development. And on that note, I want us to go to Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 1. The scripture says, remember now thy creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. Take note, brothers and sisters here, the Bible expects a young person is in the days of his years to remember his or her creator. Yes, and the Bible says, when the evil days have not yet come, nor the years have drawn, when the person shall now say, I have no pleasure in them. Now, what's the implication of that to us as parents? The implication to us as parents is that we must be ready, rise from the stage of a young child and adulthood, adolescence, to engage these children in the important issues of their spiritual well-being. And we see here one of the most important topics or subjects we should introduce them when their minds are still open to learn is the issue of knowing their creator. You get it? So, to know his or her creator. And you as a parent, you as a mother, you as a father, you have the responsibility, you have the duty to open the mind of that young child to know and to understand that he or she is not in this world by accident. There is a supreme intelligence, is the source of life, the great omnipotent, the true and the living God, who has determined his or her arrival to this world, and for a purpose, is not for nothing, for a purpose. And that requires teaching, that requires learning, that requires instruction, that requires evangelism, what sometimes we call evangelism at home. It needs you now to be prepared. And we shall see that both the father and the mother, according to the word of God, you have to be prepared to be instructors, to be teachers of this young child with a tender mind, which is still open, which is receptive, is it to receive knowledge, to receive information. And that knowledge will begin to accumulate in his or her mind and her heart. The information that God is alive, God the Creator exists, as in Hebrews chapter 11, say that without faith it is impossible to please God. And he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that is a reward of them that diligently seek him. He who comes to God must believe that he is. In other words, that God exists. So that knowledge of the existence of the true and the living God should be passed by you. It's as a parent to your child, you should be the first one to do so. Because like now we have the truth of the message. So we are privileged. We are in a better position. Tell our children the truth about the existence of the true and the living God. And the child then must develop from the beginning that understanding and begin to realize that there is a higher power. There is a greater God, God of life, who has brought him or her to this world by his divine plan. And she for a purpose, and she should begin to be refocused to live that life that is tuned to obedience to the Creator that brought him or her through you, the parents, through your union, is in your marriage, bring her or him to the world as a gift of God to you, yes, but also as a heritage of God. That's what we see in the scriptures. And right there, even in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13, I want to read it. It says that, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. You get it? Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. So it becomes, therefore, your duty as a father, as a mother, as a leader, whatever it is, to this is the syllabus that you should focus your teaching and instruction upon this young man in your family, in your home. The fear of God. To fear God is to respect God. That's knowledge. And the Bible says, the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. So you begin to put that child on the foundation of true wisdom, which is the fear of God, before he is exposed to the wisdom of the world, which is satanic, which is evil, isn't it? But introduce him, open his mind, is it, to get the true fear of the true living God, the God that is a living God, God who's a savior, God who's a redeemer, God who's a healer, is it, God who answers prayer. Introduce him to that God. That I trust you yourself believe in. And then the other thing is to keep his commandments. So you begin slowly but surely is to expose him, bring his attention to the commandments of God, to the word of God, to the words of life. Isn't the words of life? He needs to be introduced to that before he goes to school. Because before he goes to the formal school and begins to learn issues around science, physics, and so forth, is that, and the philosophy, and all those things that begin to pervert his mind to the words of the world, to the intellectual words of science and so forth, that will not really profit his spiritual life. May help him physical on earth, but not profit him his spiritual life. This foundation should be laid upon him when he is still in his youth days, when he's still a young child, at that time, when he's willing to learn, when he's willing to listen to you, when you can be able to find a time with your child at home. So you need to invest in time. Yes, invest your time in your home. Transform your home to be a learning environment for your child when she's still young, a young child, a young daughter, a young son, when he's still in adolescence period, when he's still under your control, when he's still dependent on you for all his well-being, his physical needs, his basic needs, and so forth. He's still dependent on you. He's still willing to listen to you. He's willing to get time with you. That's the time he's there with you at home. Yes, handle her, get that time. Don't say the problem today, many parents say, I don't have the time for my child, and so forth. We are going to see that this is what eventually the white man did. Yes, he came and despised our informal education without a classroom. Yes, education without a blackboard. Then he introduced what we call formal education. What he called education with a classroom, with a blackboard, a chalk, and a teacher, and so forth. But I am here to tell brothers and sisters, please revive your informal education. Revive it. And here the syllabus is very clear. Teach him this. The Bible says here the conclusion of the whole matter, fear God and keep his commandments. For this is the whole duty of man. So that child is about to be the whole duty of that child is to fear God and keep his commandments. For that will be the whole duty of that fellow. So you need to lay that foundation very well for him. Therefore, as we go back to Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 1, it says that, remember now the Creator. God is telling that young child, remember the Creator in the days of your youth. Yes, God is telling that child, when the evil days have not come, you see, so friends, before the enemy gets hold of him, Satan gets hold of him and begins to pollute his mind, poison his mind with the wisdom of the world and so forth. Please, you be number one to get hold of that child. Tell the child the truth about God and his word, his existence, the purpose of existence on earth. This is the subject. Spend that time with the fellow. Lay that foundation. Because the Bible says that, time will come, the years the fellow will grow, then time will come and he shall not say, He shall say, I have no pleasure in them. In other words, he has already got polluted with the pleasures of the world. He has messed up his life. Now he's an old woman, and now he's almost takes the grace of God to redeem that life. It takes the grace of God to clean that fellow, get them back to the path of salvation and truth and righteousness of God. But I think as the parents, if you can invest in some time, find time with your child, I'm sure that when that child grows up, when the child grows up later and fails to lay the true foundation, he will appreciate you as a father, he will appreciate you as a mother, that you really assisted him to make, and by the word that you praise, to become a preservation on his life. In many cases, to escape some of the things when you as a father, as a mother had to undergo because your parents do not do the right job to lay you on the right foundation when you are still young. There are certain things that we still need, even things that we regret even as parents. So I pray that may God help us with this message, that please let us invest some time and support our children in their development. May God bless you. I trust that with the little message of today, that it will give us the grace to get on and go into action. And invest in some time and find time with our children for their spiritual growth, for their accumulation of spiritual knowledge, and also to prepare them for their eternal well-being. May the Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Oh, don't forget the family prayer.